December means one thing for most college students, a break from studying. But for seniors with only one semester of school left, this is the time to start thinking and often to start worrying about entering the job market. Author and professor Mitchell Zuckoff understands this fear, and he uses this time to prepare his students for what the real world is like. He has this essay on the advice he gives to anxious seniors.
I taught my last class of the semester the other day. Inevitably, my students, all of them journalism majors and most of them seniors, hijacked the lesson plan to vent their hopes and fears about what awaits them after graduation. This happens every December, and every December I do my best to calm and encourage them, to let them know it's okay to be worried, but it's not okay to despair. I give them what I've come to consider my pre-commencement address. By May, they'll be overwhelmed with advice, distracted by pomp and circumstance, and exhausted from senior week. Any wisdom from whatever celebrity speaker my university invites to graduation will waft over them and be carried away. If you ask me, 6 months before we stamp them fully assembled is our last real chance to get them ready for what's next, to advise our smart, hardworking, and in many cases privileged students how to duck, tuck, and roll when they jump into the world with the parachutes we've helped them to sew. So when the final class of the fall semester turns to the future, I give them practical advice about getting hired and then succeeding in journalism. More importantly, I tell them some hard truths about life. First, I tell them to imagine a career ladder whose first rung is about 6 feet off the ground. That's the reality in many fields, where the perks, be they prestige, excitement, money, or, best of all, meaningful work, attract more applicants than there are jobs. It's always been this way, I explain. And they should embrace it rather than complain about it. They'll either need a leg up to reach that first rung, or they'll have to develop the strength, that is, the experience, the skills, the drive, the desire, to pull themselves up on their own. I'm a big fan of that second approach, having lived it, but I also tell them to take a boost onto the ladder if it's offered, without confusing what they've earned with what they've been given. Then I tell them to spend the last semester of college weaning themselves from the good life and the safety net many of them enjoy. Professors and university staff who care about their development and well-being, friends nearby and available at all hours, flexible schedules and relatively small consequences for a lost assignment or a missed class. I tell them that outside of a small circle close to them, they shouldn't expect people to care. I tell them to use this time to steel themselves before they start their job searches in earnest, to accept the fact that being overlooked or underestimated is part of life. That someone else will get a job they deserve or think they deserve. That they'll face anxieties about money and about love and about where to live and about whether they chose the right field and about whether they're good enough or smart enough or tough enough to succeed. Last, I tell them to keep in touch because I know how good they are and how smart they are and how much the world needs them, even if no one knows it yet.
Mitchell Zuckoff is a professor at Boston University and the author of Lost in Shangri-La. All Things Considered continues right after this.